another jockey who's been out of Caulfield quite a few Tuesday mornings is Mickey D. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, good. Well, Michael, sorry. Probably, yeah, been out here a fair few times over the last few years, and probably a little bit sad to see it all come to an end, but we all move on.
Last Tuesday jump outs, time to shine out here for a lot of young horses as well, and we're building up to Zipping Classic Day, which is great, and you've got an interesting runner in the Zipping on Saturday, Luna Flair.
Yeah, Luna Flair. She's had she's been down to the beach and had a good little freshen up between her last run and Saturday, so she's coming into this fresh. She's obviously been up a fair while, and but she's been racing in good form, and yeah, she I galloped her this morning here on the course proper, and she galloped well for me, so hopefully she can bounce back.
Tough task to beat a horse like Spanish Mission, but if she can reproduce that run in the Moonee Valley Cup, she's got to be at least a top three chance.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Her Moonee Valley Cup win was very good. The win before that at Mornington was very good, and she's the type of horse that needs sort of all the favours to go in her way, and a bit of tempo, and if she can get the splits in the straight, she's got a good turn of foot.
Good luck, Mick.
Thank you.
John Sully, you haven't been at Caulfield as long as many others, but
No. This
is must be a bit of a strange feeling. Last official jump outs as the training centre winds down.
Yeah, it is. It's probably, I think it'll be my last morning here. I'm going to head down to Pakenham and spend a few mornings there getting things ready, and we look like we're going to, our stable's going to move on Sunday, Michael.
Is that a big ordeal for the horses, or how difficult is it to move lock, stock and barrel?
I think it's a bit of an ordeal. We've got a lot of good people, more hands make light work, as they say. I think the horses will settle in fairly quickly. It's just hopefully everything's been completed. It's a bit of a rush to get things completed, because you really don't want tradesmen working around the horses, so that's what we're hoping. Everything's completed, and when we move in Sunday, we can start off in our new home.
Got a favourite Caulfield memory?
My favourite Caulfield memory since we'd been here would be actually winning the Easter Cup with my son Tom, yeah, riding observational. Yeah, that's my favourite actual memory of Caulfield since we've been here training. Yeah, I've got some good ones in the past that most people wouldn't remember, but you know, I'm sure the person to talk to, of course, Michael, is the grey-headed old fella there that's been here for probably longer than he cares to remember, and Colin Little, who's born and bred here and trained here all his life, so he will have some very interesting things to say.
Yeah, well, sure. Colin and John Maloney are going to join me after 9 o'clock, which is going to be some good tales, but maybe you can tell us, it's a bit of a strange collection of trainers and jockeys that get in this tower. Who's been over the years that you've been here the biggest pest?
There's no doubt Clinton McDonald was the biggest pest. He easily wins that award, hands down. And no, it was when I first came here, it was great, because when Moods was here, we really enjoyed him. He ran the tower, Moods. He was in charge, leader of men, and we really missed him when he went.
Yeah. Have you got a winner for the listeners?
Next Wednesday at Geelong. Not today, next Wednesday at Geelong, a horse called Honest Legend will be very hard to beat.
Good on your sats.
Thanks, Michael.